Last time I checked, it was still 2020. And Fret Not, Crime with K is back with another latest episode. If you have been keeping up with my Instagram posts, then you might have noticed that I'm giving away free merchandise as compensation for 2020, how it has been treating us and stuff like that. But then how do you have to get that free merchandise? Maybe, just maybe, if you could share, like, comment on my Instagram about how you're being sane in such insane times, then you would be standing a chance to win Crime with K free merchandise. So, with that, let's dive into the episode. Receiving an Amber Alert is something that we have all grown accustomed to. In recent years, we receive messages on our mobile phones or hear television and radio messages describing a potential victim and suspected perpetrator. Amber Alerts have become a valuable tool in deploying emergency management resources in a critical time. However, few of us are aware of the tragic events that led to the advent of Amber Alert system. The Amber Alert system, or America's Missing Broadcast Emergency Response, is the namesake of Amber Hegeman. This is the story of a 9-year-old girl gone missing for about 8 minutes, and the case has been unsolved for past 3 decades. Hello to all insomniacs and all those people who just tune in to fall asleep or are driving to your small or time-consuming destination. And hello to rest of my victims whom I may have literally, forcibly pushed to listen. And welcome to my dear new listeners who happen to have accidentally clicked on my podcast. You are listening to Crime with K. Nothing startles you out of a deep sleep quite like receiving an Amber Alert on your phone. The alerts can be frightening and disruptive, but they have saved hundreds of lives. The sad reality of the world we live in is that the best and biggest societal changes are often the result of a tragedy. Leaders and lawmakers may have the foresight to recognize that certain systems need to be improved, but it takes a calamity before someone takes action. Americans are occasionally disturbed by Amber Alerts on their phones because of the abduction and murder of 9-year-old Amber Hegeman. The little girl did not die in vain, but it's a shame that it took such a heart-wrenching loss to enact such important changes to the way law enforcement and public responds to snatching of innocence. It was January 30, 1996 in Arlington, Texas. In other places of the country, youngsters were bundled up playing in the snow, but a Texas winter is typically a warm winter. That day, Amber Hegeman, 9 years, and her brother Ricky, aged 5, along with their mother, Donna Hegeman, were in town visiting their grandparents, Jimmy and Glenda Whitson. Amber and Ricky asked if they could ride their bikes, and their grandparents gave them permission. Without so much as a second thought, they could go, but they weren't to travel more than a block away. But as children often do, the siblings defied their grandparents and rode to an abandoned Winn-Dixie grocery store. It was further than they were allowed to go, but not by much. It was just 2 blocks from their grandparents' home. It was in a safe residential area. The abandoned grocery store was a popular site for local kids because the entrance to the loading dock doubled as a decent bike ramp. Amber and Ricky played for a bit, but Ricky grew nervous about defying his grandparents' rule. So he told his sister he was going to head home. Amber opted to stay and ride her bike around the parking lot a bit longer. When Ricky got home, his mother and grandparents asked him where Amber was. When he told them, they sent him to go get her. She wasn't there. Ricky's little feet pedaled as hard as fast as they could back to his grandparents' house. Something was wrong, that he knew, but he was too young to understand the seriousness of the situation or why his family flew into a panic when he got back to his grandparents' house. When Ricky told them his sister wasn't where he left her, Jimmy immediately hopped onto his car and sped to the abandoned grocery store. He was startled and confused to find a police officer already on the scene. His heart sank. That couldn't be a good sign. The police explained that they would receive a call from an old man named Jim Cavill, who informed them that he was in his backyard when he witnessed a young man forcing Amber into a black truck. The mystery man then drove west of Arlington. The retired mechanist stated that Amber screamed once and kicked and screamed as the man shoved her into the truck. He described the suspect as white, possibly Hispanic, anywhere from 25 to 40 years old, under 6 feet tall, and with a medium build. Cavill couldn't be sure of the details. It all happened so fast. Cavill said, quote, "I saw riding up and down. She was by herself. I saw this black pickup. He pulled up, jumped out and grabbed her. When she screamed, I figured the police ought to know about it, so I called them," unquote. The only sign of Amber was the little girl's abandoned bicycle lying on the pavement of the store parking lot. It had taken a total of 8 minutes for the little girl to be abducted after her brother first rode home. Law enforcement and volunteers frantically searched for Brownie Scott with reddish brown hair and blue eyes, but to no avail. 4 days after Amber vanished, a man was walking his dog behind Forest Hills Apartments, a complex less than 5 miles from abandoned Winn-Dixie, when he stumbled upon the body of a deceased child. It belonged to Amber Hagerman. An autopsy showed the fourth grader had likely been kept alive for 2 days. She had been repeatedly sexually assaulted, beaten, and her throat slit. The freckled little girl was tossed into the creek like trash. When the piece of human excrement who abducted her was finished with his sick game. There is one theory, and one theory alone in this case, that Amber Hagerman was abducted and killed by a stranger. It's actually less common than you might think. Between 2010 to January 9, 2019, fewer than 350 people under the age of 21 were abducted by strangers. That's still a lot of abductions, but hundreds of thousands of kids go missing each year, and in more than 95% of those cases, the missing child ran away. The investigation into what happened to Amber Hageman was stymied by a lack of suspects, but also by lack of forensic evidence. When the girl's body was found, she was naked, but for one lone sock, and the creek's current had washed away any existing DNA evidence, or so everyone was told at first. Investigative Sergeant Mike Simons explained, quote, "There had been a very large storm, and Amber was not only in water, but in running water in a creek bed. So there had been a tremendous amount of water flow over her body, which obviously made it hard in terms of trace evidence," unquote. However, in 2011, the Dallas Morning News reported the following. Arlington police detectives, as late as Wednesday, still would not disclose whether DNA evidence exists in the case, or any other type of evidence for that matter. If the police have any real evidence in the case, they are being tight-lipped about it, because there is so little to go on. What if the community of Arlington had known immediately about Amber Hageman's abduction? What if the description of the perpetrator, the truck, and the direction in which the perpetrator fled had been public knowledge as soon as it happened? Might Amber's life have been saved, or bare minimum would her killer been apprehended? On the day that Amber's body was found, a massage therapist and mother from Dallas phoned a local radio station asking if local broadcasters could work with law enforcement to get the word out about child abductions as soon as they happen. Later that year, Dallas Fort Worth broadcasters established a coordinated system with law enforcement that allowed them to notify the public almost immediately when a child was kidnapped or in danger. It was the birth of Amber Alert. It bears Little Amber Hageman's name, but is also an acronym that stands for America's Missing Broadcast Emergency Response. In 2015, Facebook announced it was partnering with National Center for Missing and Exploited Children to allow Amber Alerts to appear on users' newsfeed, and notifications would be sent to those in surrounding areas. As of February 2020, 985 children had been rescued specifically because of Amber Alerts, and 66 children had been rescued because of wireless emergency alerts. As of September 2019, 86 Amber plants existed throughout the US. Detective Ben Lopez of Arlington, Texas Police Department has to tell this. It doesn't bring Amber back for Donna, but at least there is something she can look at and recognize that her daughter has at least helped so many kids. Does it always have to be like this? Like something humongously monstrous situation should happen to bring in a sensible act? Maybe we will never know, because when it comes to India also, we have recently enacted the act of Nirbhaya, wherein perpetrators of rape who commit such atrocities against women would be booked under that section and would be heavily or seriously punished. And it's definitely sad state of affairs of how not just a government, but how a human would think about it. But I think until then, stay safe, stay alert, and remember, don't pop up as an episode, but always listen to crime with Kay.